So what I'm trying to say, Adam, we can now just start billing Dubious Intent as all natural. There's no legal definition for it. So it's just like, we're the all natural podcast.
Well, yeah, I would agree with
that.
We
have no preservatives. No filler. We have zero calories, Adam.
Look how many people, Daniel, before for their podcasts were having to, you know, they just didn't like those chemically, you know.
They're too fake. They were just podcasts. They're those fake podcasts with those, like that Big Fatty with his, you know, crazy voice effects that he does, like those costs. That's all just crazy. No, we don't use that here on Dubious Intent, the all natural podcast.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's all just crazy.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3428 of the BFO for right the 26th of March 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, why are you squeezing Plaid Kitty in the butthole? I tell you. Big Fatty, you never answer my question. Why are you squeezing a Plaid Kitty in the butthole? Well, y'all, I couldn't figure out where the squeak was on Plaid Kitty, but y'all, you have to squeeze it in the butthole. Big Fatty, vulgar. But anyway, hi everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well. Y'all, your founders today. Big Fatty, were they lost and founders? No. You will find out why you are founders when we do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is on Saturday. Y'all have met this person, I think, a couple of times. He and his crew came to Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, quite the looker. And y'all still doing his little show. I don't know if you know this or not, but it's a secret that he's timid. I'm talking about none other than secretly timid John. Oh, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you're playing with the butthole again. I am. We love secretly timid John. We do indeed. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, the first person, y'all used to be a co-host over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and you know, then he got fired by Big Ricky, and he and James Leroy they moved to, I think they moved to Nebraska, and they've got a child now. Big Fatty, they had a child when they were on the show with Big Ricky. Big Ricky was the child. Well, maybe so. But y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Waylon. Big Fatty, we love Waylon. And y'all, any of you who have made Big Fatty's lemon chicken soup, I got the recipe from Waylon, so you can thank him. Y'all, also on Sunday, yo, by the way, it's Palm Sunday. Big Fatty, Palm, as opposed to Forefinger Sunday, is correct. Y'all, I've met this person a couple of times, but only only after they moved to South Kakalaki. Y'all, no, that's not true. First met him during a trip to Charleston. Y'all, he is the husband of Alex Lefevre. Y'all, it is none other than Brandon Biggs. And we love Brandon. We do indeed. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I'm sorry. I need to step in here. We've had a little problem. I need to do this.
Let's all sing Happy Birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. This is the reason why you are founders today. Y'all have met this person many, many times, had Thanksgiving dinner with his mother and father, have seen him many times at the G'day's. He has been to the Fat Cave and the villa, and is one of the co-founders of Pride 48. And y'all, he loves this birthday song. So I figured, well, what the hell? Let's do it. And and of course, I've seen him a million times at Pride 48. Y'all, I am referring to none other than that Daniel Bieber. Big Betty, oh, there's the hand in the butthole again. It's true. It's so nice to hear him and old Crooked Hat doing the mix minus. Big Fatty, is that a cooking show? It's cooking and mathematics. Oh, okay. The Elvis Presley show with the old gal. So y'all, if you see Secretly Timid John, Waylon, Brandon, or Daniel Bieber, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Kay. Music, it doesn't get any better than that. It's true. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I wasn't real hungry because, you know, I'd had that large grilled chicken Caesar salad for my lunch. And so, y'all, I had a container of Brussels sprouts that I had already cooked and everything. So I ate about half of that. Yes, Big Fatty, thank goodness you didn't eat it all. We would have been blown out all night long. I had finished that and I was in flossing the teefees, and here comes young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by, and we had a nice little conversation. He's checking on the elderly, and you know, he's just lovely. Just lovely. And once he left, y'all, I watched the Jeopardy, and then I watched something else, too, and I don't remember what it was. It was something. I was getting tired. I crawled into the chamber about 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and I was out like a light. Y'all, I know I was out like a light because, y'all, I had crazy dreams. Y'all, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but, y'all, it involved Mr. Cackle and a chicken that had pretzel arms. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it means something. But anyway, Mr. Cackle, I hope you and your pretzeled arm chicken. Oh, Big Fatty, maybe it's a twink instead of a chicken. Well, whatever. I hope y'all nibble at each other. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all slept like a baby. Woke up at y'all. I went to bed and I woke up and I said, "Oh, it must be about time to get up." And you know, I don't like to look at the clock. I just like to kind of guess. And I say, "Well, it's a little darker than normal, so it's probably between 5:30 and 6." Y'all, it's 11:30 p.m. Fatty. So I said, "No," and rolled right back over, and then woke up. About 6:15, 6:20, somewhere in there. And I just laid in the bed for another half hour or so and got up, had my Corfrey, read the paper, the Sudoku, done with precision, all natural. And and y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, it was quite nice. I can tell the humidity is beginning to come back, though. And came back and got my shirt. And y'all, I had made plans to go have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, again today. Because, y'all, they go to a place called Toast. And Big Fatty, do they have pretzel arms there? No. But Thursday is inexpensive hamburger day, and it comes with the French fried potatoes. Y'all, it wasn't as good as the last time I had gone with them. They've changed their menu, and I think they've just gotten cheap. And so I don't know if I'll be going back for a hamburger anytime soon, but anyway. But y'all, like came home, and y'all, I was looking at the Kohl's website because y'all, what am I trying to say? Y'all, I found out I've got free shipping. So I thought, well, let's just see if there's, because you know, normally you have to spend $75 to get free shipping. Y'all have only got a 15% discount. So if anybody's got a better discount than that, let me know. Free shipping. And so I just kind of browsed around for a little bit. And I'm back here at the villa, and y'all, it's just been a nice quiet afternoon, and I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. You know what time it is. Okay, so I got a big one this time. I should not go to the CVS's when I'm hungry and jonesing for nothing but chocolate. So let's see. So I got 4 packs of the huge Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with the pretzels inside. I got 4 2-packs of those. Let's see. Boy Genius got, so far from what I can see, 2 bottles of the Body Armor Blueberry Pomegranate crap he likes. And now I got an 18-ounce thing of cashew halves and pieces. I got another container of the dark chocolate covered cashews. I got 2 of those huge sugar-free Russell Stover's Valentine candies, or candy heart things. I got a photo of my father that was from probably 1963, shrunk down a little bit and reprinted. Boy Genius also got 4 or 5 things of his Twizzler Sweet and Sours. We got some frozen or freeze-dried mango, a bottle of Diet Pepsi for me, thing of cotton squares, some Dove body spray, some vitamins, and I'm sure there's also some other crap on here, but I'm trying to keep this small. But in total, I paid $82.91, but I saved $73.65 for a total of 47% savings. So huzzah. Okay, love you. Bye.
Dear Cassie, y'all, that of course is Princess Hannah, and Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, it's a matter of only a matter of time before CVS goes out of business. Princess Hanna, have you gotten your Fauci ouchie yet? Let us know about that too. Y'all, a lot of people been getting the Fauci ouchies. So, anyway, happy for everyone. Yes, Big Fanny, especially if they have pretzel arms.
Hey, Big Fanny. In real world time, it is literally 10 seconds from when I just left you a voice letter about all of the chocolate I got at CVS. But, you know, knowing you, you're probably not going to play the first message until, let's see, it's March. I would probably say, like, Memorial Day, probably not going to play this message until at least probably July 4th. And I probably won't be hearing this messages because I'm so fucking far behind until probably, you know, gay crema. But those facts notwithstanding, I just wanted to give a major, I don't know, I can't think of words right now because of issues with my medications, but I wanted to say how much I appreciate, you know, Pride 48, the whole community, all the podcasts, you, and everybody that I have met in the more years we've been doing this since I think any of us care to acknowledge. I still think one of the best decisions I ever made in my life was clicking on one of Sober Girl Mary's podcasts, who she introduced me to you, because I am currently having the Boy Genius and Moose talking about weightlifting stuff. So that is just one of the many, many things I have gained from this community, and I just wanted to say thank you. I have rambled. I apologize. I love you, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye!
Dear Gussie, y'all, Princess Hannah once again. Yes, Big Betty, and Princess Hannah, such kind words. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, y'all. You know, sometimes you just, you know, it's nice to hear a kind word here and there, and so if you hadn't done that little random act of kindness and said a kind word to someone, dude, you might give it a try. It might actually make you feel pretty good too. Yes, because I think it would be lovely. One thing I forgot to mention to you. On Thursday morning, when I was laying in the bed, I got a message from the Bank of the Americas. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, my federal tax refund has been deposited in my account. Y'all, I never got a message saying it had been accepted or was processing or anything, but there it was, the good ducky sitting right there in the account. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's the last weekend of March, and enjoy it while you can. Yes, Big Fatty, especially if you like pollen. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there. It used to be the Dubious Intentions. That's Daniel Biba and J. Adam Burns. And Daniel, what you doing for your birthday?
Yeah, that's all just crazy. That's
Oh, well, you are turning 54. That's halfway downtown.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.